Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. If you are calling about the BCBS antitrust class action settlement, please press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. You've reached the Claims and Customer Service Department.
Para español, marque 9.
Your call may be recorded for quality purposes. Benefit eligibility and pre-certification information is based on information you provide and specific questions asked and is not a guarantee of coverage or payment. To get started, if you're calling about a new policy, please say, I'm looking for coverage. Otherwise, say, I'm a member, I'm a provider, or neither one. Sorry, which of these best describes you? Please say, I'm looking for coverage. I'm a member. I have a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona health plan or dental plan. I'm a provider. I've applied for coverage. I'm a broker. I'm a group benefit administrator. Or I'm a third. You're a provider, right?
Yes.
What's your NPI? Or say, I'm an HMS Medicaid plan administrator. What's your NPI? Thanks. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona is updating their member accounts, and in some cases, a member's ID prefix will be replaced. Visit azblue.com/prefix for the latest information. Our secure provider portal has many tools and resources to help you get the information you need and work more efficiently. If you don't have an account yet, please register now at azblue.com/register. All right, here are your options. You can say eligibility, benefits, or pre-certification. For anything else, please contact your local plan. To hear your options again, say repeat. Please help me find your patient. Say FEP patient, CHS patient, out-of-area patient, Medicare Advantage patient, ACA Standard Health with Health Choice patient, or if none of those, skipping the first three characters, say, thanks, just a moment. And the date of birth? Okay, that's Timothy. What date would you like to check eligibility for? Thanks, just a moment. This patient is eligible for benefits today, effective September 1st, 2017. Your reference number is 20252230299. Again, that's 202. You'd like to speak with a customer service representative, right?
Yes.
You'd like to speak with a customer service representative, right?
Yes.
Please be aware that a representative can help you with this contract only. If you have additional patients to look up, you can stay in this system or call back. Do you still want to speak with a representative?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find someone to assist you right now.
Thank you for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. This is Ram from Providers Assistance Team. How can I help you today?
Hello, good morning. My name is Julie, calling from Providers Office, and I'm looking for the patient eligibility and benefits, and also want to check that our provider is participating with the patient plan or not.
Yes, certainly, Julie. I will let me first greet you. Good morning. And I'll certainly look into the details and help you with the information. But before I could go ahead, I need to verify a few HIPAA details from your end.
Yeah.
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
Thank you. So, Judy, can I have your last name? Or?
Yeah, my last name initially C as a Charlie.
Perfect. So can you also provide me a best callback number to reach out?
Yeah, my callback number is 630-233-4069. It's
direct line. So it's 630-233-4069.
Yes.
All right. So you said you're calling from a provider's office. Can I have the NPI of the provider?
Yeah, the provider NPI is 188-122-2735.
All right, so it's 188-122-2735.
Yes.
So can you also provide me the tax ID?
Yeah, the tax ID is 364-363-183.
So it's 364-363-183.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Julie, just allow me a minute. Let me pull out provider's information at my end.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Julie, can you confirm a provider's name of the provider?
It is Sean Powers.
Sean Powers. Perfect. So can I have the NPA of the provider? Sorry, member's ID?
Yeah, the member ID is M as in Mike, U as in form, M as in Mike, 851-870-593. Mm-hmm.
So it's 851-870-593.
Yes, right.
All right. Let me pull the member information. All right. Julie, can you confirm the member's name and date of birth?
Yeah, the member name is Timothy and last name is G as a girl, U-R-Y-N. And date of birth is May 10, 1972.
May 10, 1972. Perfect. Thanks for your confirmation, Julie. So upon checking the status, I see that the plan is active and it's effective from 9-1-2017. And let me check the provider's network status of the plan. Mm-hmm. So is the provider in Arizona or out of Arizona?
Out of Arizona.
Out of Arizona. All right.
I have the address for the provider. That is.
Yes, certainly. I will just pick up the. Yeah. No, let me pick up the application. Yeah. I'll get the information just a moment.
Yeah.
So first, can you just provide me the zip code?
It is 60527.
60527. So it's Willowbrook.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, Julie, upon checking the network, Julie, I see that the provider's in network here.
Okay.
All right. So what is the benefit you're looking for, or is there, what are the information you require from my end so that I can get you?
I need the plan type for this patient and the copay amount for the in-network provider.
So the plan type is going to be PPO.
Okay. And what is the copay for the in-network provider?
Okay. Is it the specialist?
Yes, specialist.
So So, do you want to be only specific for the copay, right? Or do you want me to read out the narrative for this?
No, just the specialist copay.
All right. The specialist copay is going to be $40 per visit, per member, per provider, per day.
Okay. $40. Okay. Thank you so much. And out of pocket, not has been met, right, Ed?
So those details, I'll have to get into it. So let me check that detail.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I see that for network deductible, for individuals in network deductible, $750, and the member has met $750. And as well as, just a moment, let me check whether this is a family plan or individual plan. Only then I can go ahead with it.
Dependent.
So checking on the details, I see that in network deductible is $750, wherein the member has spent $750. And in network out of pocket is $2,750, wherein the member has met $2,930.
Okay.
So the family network, in-network deductible is $2,250, wherein the family has spent $750. And the family in-network out-of-pocket is $8,250, and the family has met $3,127.72.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. And could you please repeat your first name?
Certainly, Julie. My name is Ram, R-A-M, R-S, Romeo, A is in Alpha, M is Mike, and initial to my last name is M is Mike.
Okay. Can you please provide me the reference number for this call?
All right, certainly. So is there any other information you require apart from this where I can help you out, Julie, for this member?
No, thank you.
All right. Just allow me a minute or two. Let the system generate the call reference. I'll deliver it to you. Let's be on the way. So, Julie, meanwhile, let me just quickly summarize the call. You reached out to check on the eligibility and copay status for member Timothy Gurin, and I hope I deliver the information to you. For more clarification on this, you can always visit our website portal at azblue.com for your future references on this. All right. And, yeah. So, the call reference for this call is going to be 202-522-300-299.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Julie. Thanks for calling Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.